The Shema appears in Parshat Vayetchanan, located between verses offering guidance about how to live in the Promised Land. But as a prayer in our liturgy, the Shema is not connected to the preparation to enter the land of Israel. What might it mean in the context of our prayers? The first challenge is to understand what the six words of Shema, Deuteronomy 6:4, might mean. The verse is ambiguous, perhaps intentionally so, and difficult to translate. Perhaps the Shema is articulating, quote, the requirement that Israel worship only one God, that is, Hashem is our God, Hashem alone. In this view, the Shema is a credo, expressing our belief in God and no others. In the words of Rashbam, quote, Adonai Echad, we will worship him alone and will not join to him another God. However, if this were the sole purpose of the Shema, one would have expected the verse to end with the word levado, which means alone. What is the significance of the word echad, which means one? In rabbinic understanding, the word echad is relational, not only numerical. It serves to advance the idea that we only worship God by developing our special relationship to God. In this view, the Shema is not a description of the nature of God in the universe or an ode to monotheism, but rather a claim about God's connection to us. In one line of rabbinic interpretation, that relationship is expressed through God's declaration of love for us. Quote, why did Scripture write Adonai Echad, God is one, to teach that God particularly directed Yiched, God's name, to us? Here, the word echad is seen as a verb, in which God singularly directed, yiched, God's love to the Jewish people. The Shema is telling Israel to listen to the fact that God singled them out to love them. Other rabbinic texts flesh out this relational understanding in the opposite direction, with Israel declaring the Shema as an expression of its love for God. These texts imagine a parallel set of tefillin worn by the Jewish people and God. In the tefillin of the Jewish people, we place a scroll with the verse of Shema written on it. But according to the Talmud, God also wears tefillin. What is written in God's tefillin? A different six-word verse, parallel to the six words of Shema. Quote, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, the tefillin of the master of the universe, what is written in it? He replied, quote, who is like you, Israel, one nation in the land? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Both of these verses, Deuteronomy 6:4 and 1 Chronicles 17:21, use the word echad. But in 1 Chronicles, the word echad is not being used to indicate how many nations there are in the world. There are obviously more than one. Rather, it is an evocation of the relationship. God, in praising Israel, calls them one, as in the modern phrase, you are my one and only. Similarly, Israel, in calling God one in the Shema, expresses its love for God. Indeed, a different rabbinic tradition views Israel as calling out the six words of Shema, while God calls out in parallel the six words of 1 Chronicles 17:21. These verses are not counting beings, God is one, Israel is one, but rather they are a type of love song based on the singular focus of each party on the other. This understanding of these verses is expressed in the following midrash. Quote, the Holy Blessed One said to Israel, you made me a singular object of love in the world, as it says, listen, Israel, Adonai our God, Adonai is one. And I will make you a singular object of love in the world, as it says, who is like you, Israel, one nation in the land. God and Israel each make the other a uniquely loved entity, chativa. Israel employs the six words of the Shema in order to express this love. The idea that the six words of Shema express love is strengthened by the verse that follows Deuteronomy 6:4. Indeed, that next verse instructs Israel to love God, v'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha. In the liturgy, this expression of Israel's love for God is preceded by God's declaration of love for Israel. The blessing preceding Shema in the morning concludes, blessed are you, Hashem, who chooses his people Israel with love. Abocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ahava. God's choosing Israel is an expression of God's love for Israel. That love is instantiated by God's giving us the gift of the Torah, as described in that blessing. Quote, the teaching of the Torah is evidence of God's love. The framework for our love of God is God's love of us. Thus, the structure of the liturgical unit of Shema runs, number one, God loves Israel, blessing before Shema. Number two, the Shema itself, an expression of God uniting with Israel and Israel loving God. And number three, Israel instructed to love God. As Reuven Kimmelman writes, quote, only a loving God can demand love. Israel's love, demanded by God, is expressed through observing the commandments God has given in the Torah. If the Shema is intended as an expression of love, how are we meant to recite it? First, it has to be said aloud. One cannot recite the Shema in one's head. Just as saying, I love you, means nothing unless it is said out loud to the lover, so too the Shema must be expressed out loud through one's voice. Moreover, one midrash envisions how Israel must recite the Shema in unison. O you who dwell in the garden, friends, chaverim, are listening. Let me hear your voice. Song of Songs 8:13. Another explanation of this verse. When Israel enters the Beit Knesset, the synagogue, and reads the Shema with intention, in one voice and one melody, the Holy One says to those sitting in the garden, when you read connected, I and my court listen to your voice, let me hear it. But when Israel reads Shema without intention, one advancing and one behind, and recite the Shema without intention, the Holy Spirit screams and says, my lover has escaped. This midrash plays on the final two verses of the Song of Songs. When Israel is unified in their expression of the Shema, then God wants to hear it. But when Israel recites the phrase out of sync with each other, one person saying it faster and another slower, then God, as it were, runs from this moment. The point of the out loud expression of Shema is to declare our love in unison. This image adds another layer to the expression of loving God in the Shema. This love is related to the feeling and connection we have with the others in the room with us, all expressing our love for God together. There is nothing quite like hearing voices in prayer reciting something in unison with all the power that exists in that moment of expression. And we rely on each other for that moment. My love of God is not ultimately independent of other people's love of God. We have to join together for it truly to be expressed. When I cover my eyes and say the Shema, I try to connect to the relational nature of the expression, feeling God's love as expressed through the giving of the Torah, and offering my love in return as expressed by performing the mitzvot. I feel connected to the others in the room who are reciting this phrase along with me. I'm not looking to describe the nature of God or to make a claim about the number of true deities in the world. Rather, I am seeking to draw closer to the God who loves Israel. Shabbat Shalom.